USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security is deporting Haitian migrants to discourage more border crossers from streaming into a camp in South Texas. Human rights groups and some Democratic lawmakers oppose the plan. A crowd of more than 15,000 have crowded under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Texas lawmakers continue to criticize the administration's response, especially for not ensuring the migrants are vaccinated. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels.
The testing and the mandatory vaccines and stuff only apply, the travel restrictions only apply to the American people.
The Department of Homeland Security announced 400 border agents will be in Del Rio on Monday to help deal with the surge. They also say flights will be stepped up to send migrants back to their home countries. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The KMP complex fire continues to grow in California's Sequoia National Park as crews brace for significant wind activity. The fire has burned a total of 18,000 acres and remains 0% contained, according to the National Park Service. The Sequoia National Park's giant forest is home to more than 2,000 giant sequoias, including the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth by volume, according to the service. The fire has reached a small area of the giant forest, known as the Four Guardsmen, where trees have been wrapped in heat-resistant material. Wind on Friday has caused the fire to pick up significantly. Elsewhere in California, the Caldor fire is now 71% contained as firefighters have strengthened control and containment lines. The Dixie fire is now 88% contained. The fire encompasses nearly 100,000 acres and spans five California counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time in Alabama's history, the state has recorded more deaths than births in the year 2020. Alabama's state health officer says the state literally shrunk in 2020. There were 64,714 deaths in the state compared with 57,641 births. A long goodbye to this retailer is coming to an end.
Sears for America Shop.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. As any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit him. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one. It's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.